Hi, everybody. Welcome to Cleveland Browns Today on a Victory Monday here in Cleveland after a fantastic finish by the Browns yesterday in the home opener as they come back and they beat the New Orleans Saints 26-24, and it's their first home opening win since 2004. Jim Donovan, along with Nathan Zagura, the sequence of events, all important in their own way, that led to Billy Cundiff getting the opportunity to kick that game-winning field goal, the sack by Dansby, the big plays on that drive that started at the four-yard line, a fourth down pass to Gary Barnage. Everything falls into place. If everybody doesn't do what they did, Cundiff does not get the opportunity.
No question about it. And Browns fans have seen this so many times, but go the other way. And for this Browns team to show this kind of resolve, Carlos Dansby sack, huge. Takes them out of field goal range, turns this from a game where the Browns may have needed a touchdown to just needing a field goal. I thought the best throw of Brian Hoyer's career came on that fourth down strike to Gary Barnage. Had to put it in there, threw it in. Barnage caught it with Jerry's bird draped all over him. Then the pass to Austin with a great sliding catch on the sideline. Recognizes the busted coverage. And it's so easy in that situation where you just want a few more yards to help the kick. Not to look down the field, and that's where the busted coverage was. Great throw, great catch by Hawk, all alone. That sometimes the toughest catch to make when you're all alone. He did it, and then Cundiff with the game winner. I thought the crowd was fantastic. I thought the coaching was fantastic. This team executed, and it was great to see them get this win.
So where we were wondering, who are the real Browns? Are they the Browns that played in the first half against Pittsburgh, or were they the Browns that played in the second half, optimistically, against the Steelers? I'm thinking they were the Browns that played in the second half and carried that effort then into this game.
There's no question about it. So you go in that second half, you go 24-3, against the Pittsburgh Steelers, come out, win this one 26-24. It's a team that can control this game by running the football, putting Brian Hoyer in good situations where he can utilize play action, both touchdown passes this season off of play action, and then just play relentless defense. You're going to give up points to Drew Brees and Jimmy Graham. Jimmy Graham is unguardable out there. We saw it no matter what the Browns tried to do. He had his way, but ultimately they did enough, slowed them down enough, and made the big play when it mattered most. And that's what Carlos Dansby brings, a playmaker. Huge sack there at the end of the game.
And I think you're right. Jimmy Graham is unguardable. He must have been a heck of a rebounder when he played in college basketball. Let's talk identity, okay? A lot of years have gone by, and people would say the Browns need to be able to run the ball. The weather at some point is going to go afoul here, and it's better to run the ball. And they've said that, but they haven't been able to pull it off. They really are a running team right now.
There's no question about it, and you lose Ben Tate. You have two rookies now, Terrence West, a third-rounder, and an undrafted guy in Isaiah Crowell. West averaging 4.8 yards a carry for the season. Crowell averaging 5.4. This is a team right now averaging 150 yards rushing per game. In your wildest dreams, we didn't think it would work this quickly. This line has taken to this zone-blocking scheme. They've been the MVPs. The backs have stepped up. And you think about going against a Dick LeBeau defense with two rookie running backs and then a Rob Ryan defense, no breakdowns in pass protection. These backs have been great, and the Browns now can control the clock and push guys off the line of scrimmage, setting up the play action for Hoyer. It's great to see. It's an identity that this team hasn't had since the days of Byner and Mack.
Many times a quarterback is most defined by being able to take his team on a last-minute drive, get them down the field, and win the game. Brian Sipe made a career out of it with the Cardiac Kids here. Bernie Kosar was very good at doing that, and there are many around the NFL that can really do it. And Brian Hoyer did it yesterday. What does this set for him now?
It says that, listen, I'm the leader of this team. I came in the huddle. We got the ball at the four, and we produced. We have won this game. And you go back, I know the Buffalo game he didn't finish, but now he's 4-1 as a starter for the Browns. And two of those wins, the Minnesota, his first one, and this one, were wins on a last-second drive. Everybody now can believe that, listen, if we get in this position, Brian Hoyer can lead us all the way down there. And it's funny, on a day when Johnny Manziel made his NFL debut, all anybody's talking about is what Brian Hoyer and this offense did on that last drive. Huge confidence builder for this team, for this fan base, and for this coaching staff. Great win for Brian Hoyer.
All right, it really is, and it's a wonderful week for all of us, for all of you out there, for all of us who cover the team, and for all of these guys who will now go through a week of practice and get ready for what should be an incredibly physical game against the Baltimore Ravens. It always is, and if you watched the Ravens last Thursday night in that win over the Steelers, that was physical.
It was physical, and I think the Ravens took notice today. They lost when they went into Cleveland last year, and they saw a team that's going to play physical football right back at them, be intimidated by no one. And I think that's a big key for this Cleveland Browns team. Teams around the league are going to take notice. It's different when you start to physically impose your will, and we're seeing that now 2 weeks in a row from this Browns team.
All right, so that's ahead of us on Sunday, back at home just before the bye week. The Browns and Ravens, they both come in at 1-1. We'll have a lot of coverage leading up to that game throughout the week. But enjoy Victory Monday. We certainly are. The Browns pull it off over the New Orleans Saints. For Nathan Zagura, I'm Jim Donovan. Thanks for joining us here on ClevelandBrowns.com.